It didn't make sense to them. Would it make sense to you? Would it make sense to you if somebody came to you and says, yeah, there's going to come a time when the leaders are going to beat me to death, but don't worry about it, 2 days later I'll come back to life. That doesn't make any sense. Nobody's ever done that. So he told them again, chapter 18, and taking the 12, he said to them, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise. Chapter 25, verses 5-8, and as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise? And then they remembered the word. That's an aha moment. Do you ever get any of those aha moments? One of my mantras that I remind myself, I don't know if it reminds you of it, it reminds me, but one of my mantras that I keep repeating to myself is that obedience usually precedes understanding. So I've had people tell, I've gone to people and I've asked for help, how do you do this? And they'll tell me, okay, well, this is what you do, and you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps, and you got to do it that way, and if you do it that way, and it'll all work. I'm saying, there I go, and I obey, and I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and oh, now I understand. It's an aha moment. And that's what went on right here with these people at the tomb. It was an aha moment. The angel shows up and says, hey, this is what he told you was going to happen. This is the third day. He's going to do that. And they go, oh, yeah, now I remember. Now it makes sense. Now it fits together. That they could get the stone rolled away from the door. But they went to the tomb to finish the process of embalming. They went there expecting to find a body to finish the process of embalming. And they get there, and the stone's rolled away, and they say, oh, well, that's good, because now we don't have to worry about that problem. But why is the stone rolled away? Got in the foot race going to the him. Where was Thomas?